So this is what happened down in Te Kawiti. Met a couple of fans, and one of them was John, who we had on the program about 2 months ago, talking about the tour. And I said, mate, what sort of stories have happened? He said, oh, one of my best mates, Alex, was meant to stay at the Ponsonby Rugby Club. He turned up and the gates were locked, so he rang his point of contact, which was Sundari Ioane, and said, look, mate, what do I do here? She went down to pick him up and said to him, well, why don't you come with me instead of staying here by yourself in a car park? She took him home, and then, as the rest, they say, is history. The story of... one of a Kiwi taking in Lions supporters, and I know we've been doing this great billeting process, which has just been brilliant, but only in New Zealand. This story just gets better and better. So I tracked it down during the week to find out exactly what happened, i.e. how Alex, a Lions supporter on his own, found his way to the home of a couple of ABs. You'll love this.
I was at the club and he turned up and we were just having a bit of a goth session, and he turned up and I said to him, oh, can I help you? And he goes, oh, I've come to park up and sleep in my van. And I said, oh, well, you know, outside the car park. And then we're sort of sitting around and I said, oh, this is no good. I think I'll take him home. So I rang my husband and said, oh, I'm going to bring a guy home. And he goes, who? And I said, oh, he's a Lions supporter. So I just took him home, just said, and introduced him and said, hey, this is my husband, Ed, and the boys were out at the time, and about 10 minutes later he come in, the boys come home, and I said, this is my son's, and he didn't click, and then he was sitting there for about, we were having a cup of tea, and then he said, those boys, he said, I've seen them before. I said, no, mate.
Nah.
And then he slept the night. I just said, look, mate, if you're into Marae styles, mattress on the floor. I had the fire going and he just said, yes, sweet air. So I said, yep, you know, showed him where the toilet was, the shower was, and I said, he helped himself for a feed, mate, and you know, this is all BY, do your own stuff. So it was cool.
Oh, Sandra, that is such a cool story. At what point did he click? What was the guy's name, by the way?
Alex.
At what point did Alex click that it was Rico and Akira who were about to play for the Blues against his Lions?
He was at home for about maybe an hour. An hour, and then I think he clicked. Well, we got a bit of stuff sort of hanging around home, and then the boys just said, you know, they had to get their stuff ready for the Blues game. And, yeah, and then he clicked and I think he was beside himself. And then he goes, you know, the typical, you know, can I have the photo type thing. So but the boys sat there and chatted to him and, you know. Yeah, but he wasn't very happy when he come home after the Blues game. But,
No. I mean, this is what I love about the Lions tour, though. The fact is, Sandra, that you took in one of the supporters here. He got to stay, as you said, on the mattress, the Kiwi way. That's just awesome.
Yeah. So, that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Exactly. So how were the boys having a bit of a chuckle when they had this Lions supporter turn up in the house all of a sudden? Who the hell's this?
Yeah, well, apparently, because after the Blues game, you know how they go around, and apparently Alex went down and with some of his Lions mates and, you know, like they were good old buddies and shaking the boys' hands and congratulating them, and his mate sort of said, oh, how do you know them? And he goes, oh, I'm staying at their house. You know, and the boy sort of carried on, and Alex just sort of yelled out, I'll see you tonight when you get home.
Because he spent two nights, didn't he?
Yeah, he spent two nights. He come home the night before the Blues game and then after the Blues game.
That is so awesome. And little did he realise that one of the blokes he'd be spending in the same house under the same roof would end up becoming a first test All Black. So awesome.
Yeah, I've actually had some more Lions supporters turn up at the rugby club today, and they said they banged into Alex down in Christchurch, and he was telling them, and you know, about what I took him in, but he texts me. He's texted me a couple of times, after the Māori's game, he sort of texts me and he said he's celebrating, and I said, yeah, mate, you got every right to celebrate. And then when the squad got named, he texts me again to congratulate Rico. So.
It's amazing. What did Rico tell you? When did you first find out, Mum? Because you've been so heavily involved in club rugby, Ponsonby rugby, everything I hear from you, Sandra. You're an absolute stalwart of the club. So how was it for you finding out your youngest is now an All Black?
Oh, yeah, mate. Oh, well, you know, to be fair, we haven't had sort of time to absorb all this. There's so much going on here at the rugby club, but, but yeah, nah, oh, bloody awesome, eh? I'm really ripper.
What did he ring you or did he text you?
He rung.
So how did that play out? Because I've always loved these stories, Sandra. I've always think one of the most special days of the year is when the All Blacks squad is named for the first time, because the stories you hear about how guys have been able to tell mum and dad and their whānau exactly that moment, hey, I'm in the All Blacks.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I was at the club, that night, and, I got my stuff, did my stuff, and then everybody was sort of buzzing, and then I went home and, you know, got to do the bloody washing and everything else. And, then I got the phone call and, well, he told his father first, and then his father said, you know, you had to ring back and tell me when I got home. Ed never said a thing. And then when he rung up, he just said, oh, yeah, he's been named. And I said, oh, good, you know, good on you, the 23, that's awesome, you know. And he goes, no, I'm starting.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, Mum, I'm actually starting.
Yeah, he said, no, I'm starting. And I said, oh, shut up. we're just stoked. We're just really, really happy.
The thing about I love about Rika Ioane, I'll tell you the story about Graham Henry, right? So I took Graham Henry, Sandra, to the Wellington Sevens in the beginning of 2015. Remember when Rico debuted for the Wellington?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was sensational at that tournament. Graham went and sat on the sidelines. He was one of my corporate speakers. And he came up into the room, Sandra. Sorry for this long word, story.
No, but
I love it. And I said to Graham, I said, how are you, buddy? And he goes, really good. And we're on stage on the microphones. He said, I've just seen the newest All Black. And I said, who? He says, Rico Ioane. Mark that boy down. He will become an All Black. And that was February 2015, Sandra.
Oh, gosh.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's not bad. Oh, yeah. You know, they're bloody... they've done well. They've done well.
Sandra, let me ask you this. He seems to handle the big occasions really well. And I know for New Zealand Māori against the Lions the other night, the ball didn't go his way. And I wonder if he was a bit frustrated by that. Do you think he is going to handle the occasion of 47,000 first test of the Lions? I mean, you know him better than anybody, Sandra.
Oh, well, he's got a cool head. You know, for a young fella, he has got a cool head. He's not highly strung like his mother, but...
what were the two boys growing up like? I mean, are they supremely competitive against each other or really supportive?
No, they're really supportive of each other. Well, you know, they've had to sleep in the same room together for bringing 19 years or whatever it is.
Are they still in the same room?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
Nah.
So what are we talking, two single beds?
No, two bloody king beds, but you know.
and that's obviously the way they want it, Sandra.
Yeah. Oh well, you know, we got a house that they can have a bedroom each, but they're quite happy to, you know, share the same room. So if they're happy, we're happy.
Oh, that is such a neat story. Look, Sandra, it has been so lovely chatting with you.
Oh,
I'm imagining you have got tickets for Saturday night, yes?
Oh, well, those freebies that they get.
Oh, I love that. All of a sudden now, Suns and All Black, now you get freebies, Sandra.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, well, we couldn't bloody afford to go buy the Lions tickets, so we're just sort of waiting and thinking, oh, well. You know, something might happen, but we're waiting for those freebie tickets.
What are you going to be like on the sideline watching your boy? Are you going to be a bloody nightmare?
Oh, it's a bloody nightmare. I'm terrible. I'm bloody nervous. You swear I was playing. after the game, mate, you swear I've been tackled 1,000 times.
Oh, you are lovely. Look, I've heard such wondrous things about the work you do for Ponsonby.
Thank you. I'm
so stoked for you, and well done with looking after Alex. I just think that is one of the great stories I've heard of this tour.
Thank you. No worries.